Americans yesterday observed the inauguration of President Joe Biden. 1 month after a far-right mob broke into the Oregon State House, and 2 weeks after Trump supporters stormed the nation's capital, the FBI predicted violent demonstrations in all 50 states. However, the mood in Salem remained calm on Wednesday morning. Only 5 visible demonstrators were in attendance, 2 Biden supporters and 3 Trump supporters, standing far apart. Over a dozen reporters were in attendance, police cars circled the building, and wooden barricades closed off large parts of the Capitol grounds. Scattered individuals and clusters of bystanders lingered around the periphery, waiting to see what would happen next.
Well, you know, this is could be a big protest. It might be really interesting to come. So I was going to see if anybody turned out and then talk to them. And then if no one turned out, go have a cup of coffee.
Just to observe, to see if anything will go on here on Inauguration Day.
Just curious of what's going on here today.
For Nan, a Salem resident who regularly demonstrated for Black Lives Matter, Biden's inauguration was a cause for celebration.
I'm a teacher. I'm a person who's very interested in history, and I've been enduring 4 years of trauma from having Trump, and I am so excited today. I wasn't a Biden supporter, but now that he is the president, I am so excited. Whoever it is that is taking the helm, and he's shown very much maturity and doing a lot of really cool things that I'm excited about, getting us back in the Paris Climate Accords and, you know, reducing tensions with our fellow countries around the world. So many awesome things that I'm excited about. On the DACA people, he's getting a path to citizenship. So many of the concerns that I have are being addressed in his first 100 days, first day. I think this afternoon he's going to sign 17 different bills and get things going really quick. I mean, he's not like going to sit around and play golf. He's going to get right to work trying to help us with the pandemic.
BLM supporter Michael Miller notes the difference in intensity between Inauguration Day and previous protests.
I live a block away from here, so I've been to multiple of the protests. Generally, as just somebody who shows up to support the Black Lives Matter movement. I would have been severely injured in the last one. It was looking like I was going to get a real beating, but the police rolled up in time to stop that, you know, because their police presence changed. Initially, they just didn't do anything. We were in a brawl between Trump supporters and Black Lives Matter right here in the Capitol in front of the steps, and the police were inside and they didn't come out and do nothing. You know, so it was up to people from both groups, but myself, to separate them and to quell the violence. But the Proud Boys was a different thing. They just attacked people, you know, and hit one guy hit Joseph with a steel bat, and he's lucky. You know, he's lucky that he just got a concussion from it, not seriously injured.
Well, right where we're standing here, there was about 400 of them, and I'd say every other person had a flag, or a Trump flag, or both. They had a big TV set up over there, listening to their side talk about things. And there was maybe 4 or 5 of us that were on the opposition at first when I came. The Antifa was walking north from where they were. I think they were in our Bush Park. And so I was starting to text my friends that were here saying, okay, they're coming, you know, in the street, whatever. And just as I got back, that's when the confrontation took place. And I've never been that close to any of the flashbangs and the gas. And people were pulling out their masks. And George Floyd's cousin was, like, injured and was bleeding. He walked right by me. And I was, like, trying to staunch the blood with my mitten. I had a, you know, better mitten for that than this. And somebody came along with some water and trying to rinse him. He had to the hospital. And these people that had come from Eugene and Portland to this, we all went to the hospital to support him.
Melvin Smith is the president of the local branch of Black Lives Matter. He's unsurprised that Trump supporters failed to show in large numbers.
Well, they learned a lesson. After the sixth, I don't think they're stupid enough to come out here and do this again. I'm from Mississippi, man. Well, blacks are considered animals, property. Yeah, I mean, I saw racism as a child. And now I'm an old man and I had to see Trump. See it again in my life, you know. It's not dead. You saw 74 million of them are racist people. We're gonna have to work on that. But I'm just ecstatic right now. I mean, I'm not showing it, but I'm really happy at this point, you know. He's in office.
Yeah.
You know, and all this nightmare, it's time to move forward now. Mm-hmm. Trump's gone, man. I'm just happy. who wouldn't be at this point, you know? Mm-hmm. It's been devastating this last few months. But democracy hell. Democracy hell. And that's what's important. So it was tested. It was strained. It was at the breaking point. But democracy hell. You know? Now we got a new government. Now we can move forward.
From KBOO News, I'm Ethan Sandweiss.